The Latin Lover. A pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, presented by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm back again with Father Reginald Foster. Father, in English, during the summer, journalistically, we say it's the silly season. There's not a lot of news. How would you say the silly season?
Well, you'd say either aetas or tempus stultitiae.
Tempus stultitiae.
Tempus stultitiae. So the time of nonsense.
The time of nonsense. I'd like to have my little postcard. How do you say postcard?
Cartula cursualis. Why? Cursus was the postal system. And that's in your dictionary there, if you have a Latin dictionary. Cursualis. So we say cartula cursualis. Just the Romans had, heaven's sakes alive, the Romans had all this stuff.
They had postcards.
Well, they had the cursualis. They had horses. They used to say, they call them equi cursualis, postal horses. To bring the stuff around the empire.
Yeah, I want to write a postcard in Latin, okay?
I'm always telling the students, I said, look at this glorious sentence that you could write back home tonight.
Okay. I flew to Marrakesh in Morocco. How do you say that in Latin?
I flew to?
Marrakesh in Morocco.
Either you're going to say volavi or aerium iter feci. Marrakesh in Marocium.
Okay. And I stayed in a bungalow.
At Pernoctavi, in a bungalow. Anyway, I understand. At Pernoctavi in Casula. Casula, a small house.
The first day.
Ergo, iter feci in Marocium. Ibique Pernoctavi in Casula, in a small house.
The first day I went to the souk.
What's the souk?
The bazaar.
Yeah, what am I? Primo die, adii, adii, I visited mercatum.
Well, I bought a carpet, but I had to haggle for the price.
Okay, tragulum emi, sed necesse fuit, de pretio contenderem. But I had to fight about the price.
They ripped me off, by the way.
They ripped me off. Qui me diripuerunt. Diripuerunt. They devastated me.
The carpet was once in a Berber tent.
Oh, my lord. I would say, Stragulum custodie batur aliquando. The carpet used to be guarded or kept aliquando once upon a time in
a Berber tent. Berberis. In a tent of an old man.
Okay. In Alicuyo's Burberry Tabernacolo. Isn't it nice? It's much better in Latin.
It's like tabernacle.
Well, yeah, which is a tent.
And the carpet was brought here on the back of a camel.
Hukque in cameli dorsal ad latum est. That's easy. The things are easy. Okay. It's the concepts that are hard.
But the next day I went to the main square to watch the snake charmers.
Bene, postero die adii forum maximum. Ut serpentium incantatores spectarem.
As well as the storytellers that seem to have popped out of the Middle Ages.
Ma va. Nec non fabularum narratores. No? Narrators of stories. Qui videbantur ex media etate prorupisse.
By this time, we were hot and sticky. How do you say hot and sticky in Latin?
Hociam tempore. That's all right. We were hot. Estuabamus. And sticky et. Well, I could say our clothes were sticking to us.
And we
et met. Et nobis adherebant vestimenta.
And we made our way to the hammam.
What's the hammam?
It's like a Turkish bath.
I don't know that.
You can say bar.
Ebbene, viam invenimus ad balneam turcica.
And then we ended the day with a tour of the palm grove at sunset.
I would say decidente sole, as the sun was going down.
The sun was dying, decidente, no?
Decidente, was going down. Was falling down. Gestationem absolvimus, or terminavimus. We ended our gestatio, our little tour. What did you say with what?
We ended the day with a tour.
Terminavimus diem. Mm-hmm. Gestatione with a tour.
Of a palm grove at sunset.
Oh, no. Palmeti, no, palmetum. Palmeti, and then sunset, ad solis ocasum, going down to the sun.
How would you say lots of love?
They didn't say that.
How would they sign off?
They were okay. They would say, etiam atque, etiam valete. Valete. Etiam atque, etiam valete.
Meaning?
Be in good health again and again. And the students see that, and I said, now you could send this home tonight.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.